the rest of the story. When Joey was a teenager, his schoolmates labeled him the class sissy. I want you to remember this. His schoolmates called him the class sissy. When he was 18, while the other boys were engaged in more masculine activities, Joey was taking violin lessons. All of his brothers and sisters were doing important things, looking forward to college, getting married, going into business. But Joey's mother insisted that he take violin lessons, hoping that he, Joey, would also make something of himself. But youngsters can be cruel, and to his schoolmates, Joey was a fiddle-playing sissy. Joey is a sissy, Joey is a sissy, and then one day, Joey was called a sissy one time too many. This time, Joey smashed the boy who had taunted him smack on the head with his violin. Well, that didn't help, not really. When the story reached the ears of Joey's classmates, it brought him only another round of laughter. But one of the other boys in the school did not laugh. His name was Thurston McKinney. And as luck would have it, the owner of this sympathetic ear, Thurston McKinney, was the biggest, strongest boy in school, and he took pity on Joey. This big, strapping fellow decided it was time Joey get involved in something with a little more muscle. Now, Thurston exercised regularly at a local gymnasium. He invited Joey to accompany him. As always, Joey had his violin with him. If you want to work out with me, said Thurston, you'll have to rent a locker. Locker rental was 50 cents. The only 50 cents Joey had was the money his mother had given him for that week's violin lesson. So, Joey borrowed some gym trunks and borrowed some old tennis shoes from Thurston. He rented the locker with his violin money, the 50 cents. He put the violin inside, and it may still be there, because the first time Thurston invited Joey to spar with him in the gymnasium boxing ring, Joey clobbered him. He flattened the big guy. The dazed response of Thurston McKinney, himself already a Detroit Golden Gloves champion, was, "Boy, throw that violin away." So Joey got to liking the gymnasium, and with the money his mother had intended to finance weekly violin lessons, Joey kept a permanent locker. Well, in 5 years, Joey Barrow would be 23, and he would be the heavyweight champion of the world. There's not much in the anthologies of athletics about Thurston McKinney, and yet it was he who once upon a time took Joey under his wing. And you know Joey, the boy they called Sissy for playing the violin. You know him only by his middle name. Because Joey dropped his last name, Barrow. And he dropped that name so that his mother would not know that it was her son they were talking about in the newspapers. The world knew for years before she did that Sissy Joey Barrow had become the incomparable Brown Bomber, Joe Louis. And now you know the rest of the story.